Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, Director of National Hurricane Center, coming to you live from Miami with our 1 p.m. Eastern Time and noon Central Time update on Hurricane Isaac, which is now centered about 45 miles west-southwest of New Orleans, Louisiana, not far from Houma. And it is the center is itself is decidedly inland now, but still there's a good portion of the circulation still offshore. And that has a couple of ramifications. One is that the onshore flow going into coastal areas of Mississippi, southeastern Louisiana, where the storm surge has been maximized, that's going to keep the water levels up most of today and into tonight. Only when this onshore flow backs off will the surge levels start to come back down. So it is not time, not by a long shot, to be going into areas that have experienced storm surge. The other ramification of so much of the rain still being offshore is areas that have been receiving the winds and the rain for a long time now, since last night, it's far from over. It's going to be many, many hours into tonight, into tomorrow morning. Sometime tomorrow morning or midday is when we think the winds of tropical storm force would completely end in coastal areas of southeastern Louisiana, maybe a little bit sooner for Mississippi, but it will happen in less frequent bands tomorrow morning, but it could still happen. But the solid rains are continuing. Some locations that have experienced perhaps about the first half of the storm that they're going to get have received as much as on the order of roughly 10 inches of rain. So that 20-inch total, storm total, that our Hydrometeorological Prediction Center colleagues have been forecasting still seems quite possible, and 7 to 14 inches of rainfall certainly possible over larger areas. Not just going to be a coastal rain event. This is going to move inland as the system moves farther to the northwest. Again, still a hurricane. Maximum sustained winds at 75 miles an hour, since we still have a part of the core just over water. That's where those winds are likely occurring. And it's moving northwest at only 6 miles per hour. As it moves farther inland, it will bring the tropical storm conditions and heavy flooding rains to northern parts of Louisiana and getting farther north into Mississippi, eventually into Arkansas. So for some of you, the event hasn't even begun, and once the rain begins, it could be a day and a half to 2 days, start to finish, of the rainfall. So inland flooding, flash flooding, and river flooding, all of those areas that the storm has yet to go into, eventually you're going to be faced with some of those hazards. And so folks need to stay off the roads during the storm. That's the main way to get yourself into trouble with flash flooding, is to get in a car. We've lost too many lives in past tropical storms and hurricanes due to inland flooding, not just a coastal event. It could take well into tomorrow morning before it drops below tropical storm status. And that's part of the reason why the tropical storm conditions could last into tomorrow morning or even midday on the coast, because even with the circulation center over central Louisiana, the size of the storm means the tropical storm force winds could still be occurring at the coast. But then by tomorrow night, the center should leave Louisiana, and then conditions would really start to improve on the coast, but then go downhill at points farther north. So just because it's a Category 1 hurricane doesn't mean that the other hazards, the water hazards, storm surge and flooding, can't be much worse than you might think for a Category 1 hurricane. Of course, the hurricane and tropical storm force winds, a hazard as well. Power outages, down trees, and so forth. So lots to contend with. Stay indoors until the weather finally improves. Live from the National Hurricane Center, I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.